سلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. لا حول ولا قوت الا بالله العلی العظیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear Islamic sisters and brothers, with best regards and greetings to all of you. At first and foremost, I am willing to offer to all of you my congratulations to you who have protected Islam and your beliefs in any situations and in any circumstances. Let me introduce you briefly the Global Association of Muslim Women, GAMW, its abbreviation. As its Secretary General, I invite you to help this association and request for your assistance to realize the purposes of this association, inshallah. This association, it means GAMW, is global, non-governmental, and non-profit organization, was established last year in 2013 to boost the relations and strengthen the participations of Muslim women from all of the world in promoting the world peace and justice, WPJ. This association has four committees. The first one, the Communications and International Affairs Committee, the Legal Affairs Committee, the Training and Research Committee, and Informatics Committee. The main necessities of its establishment was as follows. The current situation of women in the world in general, and specific problems for them and young girl in Middle East, unfortunately. And the other hand, war in the world and Middle East, unfortunately, under slogan of peace by powerful governments, you know, peace without justice, it is not peace, it is only silence. And unfortunately, recently, the war under the slogan of Islam by Daesh, Ad-Dawlatul Islamiyya fil Iraq wa Sham. But you know, who is Daesh? The main reasons and other reasons led to found this association by a number of alert, active, and free women from all of the world, Sunni and Shia, women who felt themselves responsible about women problems and responsible for doing some humanitarian actions, including making the world and United Nations aware of innocence, of hopeless and shelterless women. You know better than me that, unfortunately, the Western countries had established many pretended NGOs to put their purpose in practice. Therefore, the presence of Muslim, free, independent women in form of a non-governmental association, union, organization is a hot need and necessity. Obviously, introducing this association and also absorption of elite, efficient members demands holding such this meeting and for with purpose of discussing the ways of interactions with them. About critical situation of women in the world, especially in Middle East, for example, in Iraq, in Syria, in Gaza, also in Nigeria, you know about Boko Haram. So, all of problems led to found this association by a number of good elite and free women from all of the world. We sent you a short brochure. You can perhaps take it from Islamic Center today to know more about this association, about its objectives, about its duties, membership, General Assembly, the Board of Trustees, Secretary General, and our address, email address, phone number, and so and so. Anyway, it is my duty to offer so thanks to Excellencies Ayatollah Araki, Dr. Shomali, and Mrs. Mir Mahdi, to Ayatollah Araki for giving this idea about this association, the Global Association of Muslim Women, and his pure helps every time. And so thanks to Dr. Shomali and Mrs. Mir Mahdi for their friendly and sincere help, and also so thanks to all of you for being together in this gathering, holy gathering. I believe in the evening of Friday, may Allah accept our dua. So we pray together, يا خالقنا ويا رازقنا اسمع واستجب دعاءنا. اللهم ارزقنا خير الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أصلح عواقب أمورنا. We don't say اللهم ارزقني, we say اللهم ارزقنا, because in Islam we should be together, we should think together about other weak persons, weak Muslims. كما قال رسول الله العازم صلوات الله عليه, من أصبح ولم يهتم بأمور المسلمين فليس بمسلم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.